The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of December, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're here.
Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning there, Ash.
Good morning.
And Linda.
Yeah.
You know what, Linda? The part I really love about working with you as a partner is the hours of preparation that you put in. You know, being here early, finding out everything that you know that has to be put in there, you know, making sure the weather, you know, that you understand the nuances of everything.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for the compliment, and great to have Ashley at the helm. Good morning, Wednesday today. Of course, it is the 18th, and we're looking at 39 degrees currently. Here's a little bit of the forecast, and I'm going to open that up a little bit more so we can get. We're going to have showers today with our overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for rain with a high of 47, overnight lows of 45. Again, 90% chance of rain tomorrow. And Friday, a.m. in the showers, about 52 degrees, overnight 44. And Saturday, rain, 51, 43. And when we looked at these percentages and a precipitation for rain throughout the week, today is 70, tomorrow's 90, then we have 50, and then, of course, on Saturday, 100%. So as you're traveling around and driving, don't be like those crazy people that are 80 miles an hour and hydroplane the whole freeway. So just take it slow. Understand everybody else is dealing with, trying to stop by and visit people and last-minute shopping. And, again, I always like to say to yourself and to please say to yourself and to your neighbors just random acts of kindness during these tough and holiday times. So that's your wedding forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. Now, I am out of breath because I slid in as Carl was referencing somewhat at the very last minute.
I was trying to cover for you.
Absolutely. Woke up a little bit late today. We were up super late with decorating and wrapping, and it was, I think we're all jamming it in. So
how many, we'll ask our guests here because we have a few more minutes with them today.
Good.
We're here with, of course, Robert Burke, and then his father's here, Michael.
Michael and Robert, good morning.
And you're here because of, you two are going to do this father-son bonding trip.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
We are for the second time.
Okay, so what was the first time?
Well, the first time when Star Wars Episode 7 was coming out in theaters, that weekend back in 2015, we went to a theater in San Diego, because that's where we were living at the time, and at 1 a.m., they started showing Episode 1, and we watched every single movie leading up to Episode 7. Today, we are going down to Sacramento, and at 8:15 p.m., they are starting Episode 1, and it's going all the way up until Episode 9.
So let's talk about that you're actually in the theater. It would be like you're flying to New Zealand.
That's exactly what Carl said.
Yeah.
I could sit in a plane for 25 hours, but I don't know about a theater.
Well, you can get up and stretch and go to the restroom and have popcorn and that kind of thing. But, my word, I have just never... Do you do this out of the love for your son?
Well, I do it out of a love for my son, absolutely. But I also do it out of a love of Star Wars.
Okay.
I saw the first one in theaters when I was 10 years old in 1977.
Yes.
When the second one came out, Robert loves this story. I went to the North Point Theater in San Francisco, and me and my friend Wyke stood in line for 10 hours to see Empire Strikes Back, because that's the old day when they just ran one movie,
right?
And they filled the theater and they showed the movie, then they emptied the theater and they filled the theater, showed the movie, emptied the theater. It wasn't these multiplexes, and they only showed it once. So we actually waited in line for 10 hours. When I was his age and Return of the Jedi came out, my friend was working in a movie theater in Tanforan in the Bay Area, and I asked my teacher, my journalism teacher, to get me a pass out of class for the day so I could go see Star Wars. So this is embedded in me too. It's not, I mean, but I am looking forward to going with Robert and his friend Craig and sitting through all night. And we get to see the movie 2 hours earlier than anybody else.
Oh, that's cool. Now you are you, would you call yourselves Trekkies?
That would be those, for Star Trek,
Star Wars.
I'm sorry, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? I'm sorry. You're right. So what would be Star Wars fans called?
They don't really have a name.
Oh,
you just more call them Star Wars fans. There's not a big name like Trekkies or anything like that.
How about cultist?
Cultist?
Maybe
that could work. Yeah, why not?
Hey, by the way,
hey, you know, I was just telling them that I watched The Return. Of the was
Jedi,
it Return of the Jedi, the last one of the original series, done by Lucas, and the difference between Mark Hamill in the first movie, mm-hmm. of course, and even the second movie was dramatic because of the car wreck he had been in,
right,
and destroyed his face,
mm-hmm.
and they somehow rebuilt it so it still looked like him, but it was a totally different look.
It was a different vibe, yeah.
Yeah, but when you looked at it in the third movie, he had aged, or his face had aged at least at that point. Did you? I don't. Maybe they meant it to be like that.
For his face to age, look, he had aged a bit.
Yeah.
Episode 6 took place a bit after Episode 4 and 5. It was kind of an older, jaded Luke because he had spent more time with the Force and had become better at lightsaber fighting and was just more in tune with the Force. So there was quite a bit of an age gap between those two.
Okay, so it was 4, 5, and 6
mm-hmm.
were the
mm-hmm.
chapters.
Right.
And then after that, what?
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3, and now...
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9.
Wow.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Yep, the end of the Skywalker saga.
Or so they say.
Now,
I've heard that...
Like, they have a whole other generation they have to hit.
The plan is, from here on out, is that they're done with making movies about the Skywalkers, and they're instead going to be making spin-off movies about different people in the galaxy. So they actually do have a trilogy of movies planned to come out in 2022, 24, and 26, and they could be about anything. Nobody really knows right now, but they're not going to be about the Skywalkers.
So what have you heard about the reviews on this one that's coming out?
I told him I don't want to hear about it, so I'll just go in the other room.
All right. Okay. That's all right. That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you, because you don't want to be tainted in any way.
Right.
You want to have fresh, don't even listen. Put your headphones on when you're in line. Don't
Absolutely.
Let anybody tell
not,
you about a thing.
I'm not gonna. I got a spoiler alert from him over episode 7. He didn't give me one.
I did not, because you asked me what I saw after I had a shocked reaction, and I said I don't want to tell you. And then
This is really cool,
yeah.
And this is obviously going to be the segue too into, you know, Robert and his. In his role as a film critic.
Mm-hmm.
And, but let's, before we go into that, let's just give a great big kudos and a compliment. One of the most special nights we've had in the year 2019 is when we went and experienced the Madrigals at, the Frank Lloyd Wright Church, Pilgrim Congregational Church. Really, we've been once before, like maybe 6, 7 years ago, but this year, thoroughly, from beginning to end, was really a magical moment for us. I cannot say enough about the directors, the families, the group of people that help you, the students, to be so focused. You guys were like an all-star football team at the best of your game. You won the Super Bowl that night. Everybody never broke character. The food was good. Not the food is secondary, really. It's the experience. It's the table. It's the people in character. The darling play. The woodwinds. The brass. The just the continuum of great. And everybody sang so perfect. So perfectly. It was, wow. And I never realized at the end what Silent Night and holding up the parchment paper and the candle. A lot of people don't know about that. Can you share that at the end?
Yeah. So essentially at the beginning of the dinner, we sing the prayer, which is a song that kind of is a dedication to everybody that has passed on in the past year. And it's the people in the cast's family members. So their grandma maybe passed away or their sibling. And they're put on the paper and they're walked to the front at the very beginning and we sing the prayer. And the prayer changes every year. And then at the very end of the dinner, after everybody's left and we're singing Silent Night, they walk back with the paper out. So it's like they entered with the paper to start the dinner and they walked with it out.
We had no idea. I mean, you're just settling in and trying to take in all the, you know, and I don't know if that was written on the menu or with the program about what that, how when you were singing Silent Night, everybody left the room, you could hear a pin drop and there were people looking down like they were in church praying. It was very somber.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl, of course, went, "What's on the parchment paper?" That's his whisper. And I hit him like I elbowed, like, can you visualize this, ladies and gentlemen? I elbowed him like, I know you Marines can't whisper.
Yeah, she did. And, gee, I'm sorry that I had a question, but I looked, I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know, if, you know, but it was done reverently. So I figured it meant something, but you guys are so good, it could have been like the royal line, you know what I mean? You know, this is the king, this is the king's. I didn't know what it was. So it would be interesting some year to, I mean, I think that's great. Never change that. Be interesting some year to have a kind of the royal lineage. Because it goes back, how many years? 30?
40.
40 years.
This is the 40th anniversary.
Here was the first king and queen. And then you just kind of worked it down.
And
like
their kids.
And then,
yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, Robert, you got to take a break.
Robert's actually working on a documentary that the school asked him to do for the history of the music program.
Oh.
So that might actually show in his documentary as well.
Oh, would be, Robert, fabulous.
To me, and then how many people are, you know, this is the third generation, probably.
Yeah.
For some people.
You know Cal Hunter. Well, his family's been involved for 31 years in the Shasta High musical program. So for all 40 years of the madrigal, they've been involved 31.
Wow.
So his daughter and his granddaughter both were jester.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, we have to take a quick break here. Then we're going to get into what we're here for is movies. And we're not going to talk about the newest Star Wars because I don't want to ruin – I hate seeing a grown man – tear up. Yeah. Hey, this one is during the season, like last night, late to bed, because one of us was doing 53 Christmas cards.
And more counting.
And more. There's more there, but I'm gonna mail these out today, and then presents, which probably will never make it on time. Sent things to my sister and brother-in-law last night.
Yeah, this is what we're all going through this holiday season.
So, you know, during this time of the year, sleep is more difficult to get. Much more difficult. So you should be able to, when you lay down, be able to lay down in a bed that's absolutely perfect. And that's what sleep number is.
And my sleep number setting last night was 65.
And my sleep number setting last night was 50. I dropped that down a little bit. Moving stuff around, had a little twitch in my back.
So
I just did it. Yeah, and I woke up great. Quality sleep is essential for health, performance, and sanity, especially around here. And right now, Sleep Number has got their Sleep Number 360 smart bed that senses your movement and then adjusts to you, if you can imagine that. And it's so that you sleep better, more soundly. And they have them on sale from $999 at the Sleep Number store. And our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number. You won't be sorry if you go down there, lay on one, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning. 41 degrees out there.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again. this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, if you are traveling this year, or during Christmas, or Thanksgiving, or any of the holidays, just give a big shout-out to SST Oil, because their guys are on the road, and they're making sure that you have gas, diesel. They're making sure there's fuel out there for warming your homes. They have CFN cards that you can use to put to fill your cars up with that are good in 60,000 different places. SST Oil wishes everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. Located at on Windham Lane. You can give them a call at 241-1167. We're here with Robert Burke, who brought his father along with him, Michael. And because they're on their way today after this to the to a 25-hour marathon of the of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I have no other comment than that, except I haven't really seen any of them entirely through. Except the first three. Okay, what else is coming out?
Well, this weekend as well, as alluded to in the song right before, Cats is coming out, which is a live-action remake, is I guess what you could call it,
of the
classic musical. And this time, rather than using creative costumes to make them look like cats, they digitally used CGI to make them look like cats. The original budget for this movie was supposed to be $150 million, and they went over double. This movie cost $300 million to make, more than Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. So take that into account. This one, it has a big cast. It stars Idris Elba, Judi Dench, Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson. And early reviews are very, very skewed on this movie. Mm. A lot of people are saying it's kind of a disaster.
Ooh.
A lot of people are saying it's kind of fun because it's just all over the place and absolutely insane. I think it's really hard to do a stage adaptation of Cats in the first place because it's very little plot. It's really just about cats dancing
right.
and having fun. And to put $300 million down to make this movie is kind of insane.
Well, you know what? I agree. $300 yeah. million dollars down. You know, because even though Disney has hit the six times this year the $1 billion mark on their movies, Not every movie is like that. Not every movie is created equal there. So,
no, okay. Definitely not.
Okay, what's the next one?
The next one also coming out to Reading this weekend is called Bombshell. Now, this one is a telling of the very recent story about Fox News and Megyn Kelly, who
yes.
came forward about the sexual assault that was going on behind Fox News. And it stars three pretty significant actresses. It has Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, and Margot Robbie. And all three of these women are front runners for Oscars.
Wow.
Particularly
for this movie?
For this movie.
Because I'm hearing mixed reviews on this movie.
It's getting pretty mixed reviews from critics, but general people in the industry and general movie-going audiences are loving it.
Now, let's just say when it comes down to Oscars, it's a very political race.
Yes.
Many times. It may have something to do with some talent, but it comes down really to money spent and maybe what's on the forefront of the political scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it could very well be that one of these three will win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the three, or the movie is
right.
a front runner for Best Picture
right.
and Best
wow.
Screenplay.
Now, when does that release?
That releases this weekend, along
okay.
with Cats
okay.
and Star Wars.
Okay, excellent.
Right. What's your next one?
Well, another little movie that I saw in the Anderson Theater, and it just came to the Anderson Theater, and I cannot recommend it enough, is called Honey Boy. So this came out back on November 8th, and it just came to the Anderson Theater this last weekend, and it will be here again this weekend. It's about Shia LaBeouf. He stars in it, and he wrote the movie. And it's a retelling of his history with his verbally abusive father. And it's a really, really powerful movie. I have to say, if you have any experience... He's playing...
Oh, he plays himself?
His father.
Oh, he's playing his
wow.
father. Wow.
Yeah, and he has two younger actors playing him as a 12-year-old and as a 22-year-old. And I think that it's a must-see movie. It's really, really powerful.
Well, he said,
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf has had quite a few problems
yes.
out there, as we all
we
know.
Just
because he's a good little actor. I mean, he's
we
a good
actor.
We
just watched Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
And we absolutely loved it because Carl's like, oh, you know, we do the, you know, what do we watch tonight? And,
I fought it off for like three weeks.
Every time you do this, though. You are, like, so pleasantly surprised, like Pavarotti. And then last night, was he watching when I was doing Christmas cards? Pavarotti. So, you know, listening to Pavarotti's great, you know, tunes. He was brilliant in that movie.
Yeah. He's a terrific actor, and a lot of the movie is about his struggles really early on with being self-obsessed and feeling suicidal, all because of the treatment that his father gave him. And it's a really different portrayal of abuse on film, because on film, abuse is almost always shown as physical abuse. It's slapping or hitting. Very rarely do you get a movie that depicts verbal abuse and just narcissism in a way like this that really affects you, because you're just as torn about Shia LaBeouf, who plays the father. You're just as torn about him as the little kid is. He's a bad guy. He's really, really mean to his own child and to other people around him. But the thing about verbal abuse against physical abuse is that verbal abuse often comes from a place of love. And physical can too, but verbal abuse very much so. And you can tell that in this movie. A lot of the things that he's doing is
for love. Did he want him to be better? Was this it? Or to come, you know, do something more with his life? And so he just... put him down.
Tear him down so he didn't feel ever in his life, maybe never felt good enough. Like, I just can't really follow through because I'm no good.
Well, in the
movie, I've been told that my whole life.
In the movie, he was an ex-rodeo star. He was going to be a huge rodeo star and possibly a huge actor, and that all failed for him, and his kid is now the huge actor.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it was putting his kid down because of that. It's just a very emotionally complex
wow.
movie, and it's really well done, and I can't recommend it.
Honey
enough.
Boy.
Well,
okay.
Honey Boy.
Thank you so much for being with us. We have guests rolling in behind you. Richard Jewell. Didn't have the big opening.
No, $5 million. It was one of the top 50 worst opening weekends for a movie in 2,500
years.
Worst
ever for Clint Eastwood.
But yeah. Did you see it?
I did not see it yet.
I'm going to see it
yeah.
because I really believe that this is his movie is an indictment of what happens when a government agency and the media teams up on somebody. You know, nothing about what's going on today, but. And on this guy who was his life was ruined for 3 months. This man he could have committed suicide. And I think later on, no, he died early. I don't think he committed suicide. But I think this is something that might be worthy. They're saying this is one of his best films, too.
Yeah, it's saying they're one of his best films in years, and they're saying the lead actor in it, too, Paul Walter Hauser, is
great,
amazing. So,
okay. Well, thanks a lot for being here. And, and hey, look, if you are you taking little cushions to sit on, or are you in one of these?
We get complimentary blankets. So.
And it's the recliner chairs like they have in Reading. So they have the heater, and so when you do take a nap during episode two, you can sleep in style.
I am so impressed. Now, please come back when you're finished with this marathon and tell us what it was like. Like, what did you experience this time? All right? All right.
Lightsaber fights last time. I'm looking forward to seeing what we see this time.
Yeah. Okay. Robert and Michael Burke.
Thank you.
And Michael is the man behind the
Pathways to Hope for Children.
And you heard it yesterday on the show when Gary Hayward, was chairman of the Wind River Resort and Casino, he's on the board there. And he says, this is one of the most meaningful things I've ever done.
Gary's a great man, and we're doing good
work.
He
is a great man. And, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center with the new Da Vinci machine. It's a three-dimensional, again, just noted as or just chosen as one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the IBM Watson Health organization, and of course their emergency room where they get people in and out in 30 minutes or less. You're seen in under 30 minutes, and they will have your treatment there so you don't spend the whole day and night in the emergency room. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back, 7:31.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry, crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive, across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Guess what we're talking about?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 735 in the morning here on the 18th of December, seven shopping days till Christmas. I count Christmas Day. It's 39 degrees.
Such a man.
Going up to, wait, what can I say about that? Except, you know, you shouldn't give up, you know, you shouldn't, you know, lose out on any chance. If anything's open on Christmas Day, you should be out there taking advantage of it.
Christmas Day, we're celebrating family and Christ.
38 degrees out there and rain today, rain tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. It's not going to get much warmer than it is. It's going to go all the way up to, I think, 44 today. So we got six more degrees. All right. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing you this segment. Get a gift certificate for your loved ones if you want to make sure that they can start off the year with a concealed carry permit or taking one of the advanced classes, one of the rifle classes, unarmed combat, defense of your home. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to the website, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Well, with us this morning, we love to embrace locally owned businesses. And with us this morning is Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, get in there, guys. Don't be
shy. Get in tight.
So what we're going to talk about is, wow, you heard it coming in. You know, she likes my sexy tractor.
No, she makes my tractor look sexy.
Oh, well, I think she likes my sexy tractor. Same thing. Same thing, just worded differently.
She makes my tractor look sexy as opposed to, oh, look at my sexy tractor.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm sorry to
thinks my tractor.
I'm going to leave now.
Okay, all right.
Hey, we're here with Neil and Chelsea about the NorCal tractor and equipment, and you know it's new.
Yep. And all right, guys.
But tell us a little bit about you two. Okay, it's easy. I mean, you live here. Are you from here?
I grew up in Humboldt County and moved over in '97 and been here since.
And I've been in town here for about 40 years.
Oh, okay.
How many years did you say?
About 40 years.
Okay, so let's talk.
Oh, 40 years. I thought you said four. 40 years.
So share with our
listeners. You were brought here, what, 5 years before you were born? What is
it? Yeah. Yeah, about.
So share with our listeners of how you two got together. And if we were to look in a crowd of people and you were to say what your business was, it's interesting that you have a Kubota, brand-new Kubota, tractor and trailer business. So how did you meet and how did you go into this business? Was it in your family before, or is it something you just said, this is something interesting we can do, like we did with the radio station?
No, this is something that I've been a construction equipment sales business since about 1995. Met Chelsea in around 2002 ish, 2000, or 2000. Okay, oops.
That's right. That's okay.
And we've just grown to love equipment, and it's what we know. It's what we do.
Well, it must be a satisfying job.
Absolutely.
Or you wouldn't be in it. That's what I find for most people, entrepreneurs that have their own businesses. If this isn't something that intrigues them makes them say, you know what, we can do this or we can do that.
So, Chelsea, when you say that we've grown to love equipment, were you also in equipment sales in the past? Or how did you, where was the bridge where you've been in construction, but what about you, Chelsea?
I was a bookkeeper and I worked, I was an enrolled agent doing taxes. I started working in construction in the rental side, and we ended up, we wanted to do something on our own and be our own boss because we were just, we're wanting to do that together. So we started that rental company, and we've been doing that since 2011.
And what was the name of the rental company?
It's NorCal Rentals and Sales.
Rentals and Sales.
And where are you located?
We're off Commercial Way down there. It's down at the bottom of Turn Creek. I'm horrible.
It's near South Bonneville and Turn Creek Road.
Okay.
Right on the interstate.
Okay. And you got into the rental business, meaning give us a visual of, you know, trailers. Are you talking about trailers that semis pull? What?
No, we're more geared toward the contractor or homeowner. So we have trailers, like dump trailers, equipment trailers, car trailers. We rent construction equipment like backhoes, mini excavators, quite a variety of stuff.
And these are not
inexpensive.
Yeah, inexpensive items.
It is not.
So when you decided to start off this, did you have a you must have had a business plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it was a tight budget to begin with. Mm-hmm. And we just kept reinvesting in ourselves and didn't take a paycheck for a long time.
We understand it very well.
Yeah.
So we love the whole...
Yeah, we're looking forward to a paycheck.
Yeah, we love the whole...
2020. We think 2020 is going to be
our year.
The whole entrepreneurial spirit of what you're doing, and it takes a lot of bravery. We commend both of you. So when did you actually open your doors with your NorCal rentals?
We started that in July of 2011. We brought in the trailer dealership in about the next year, 2012, and that's been growing, and we just became the new Kubota dealer in town in October.
Now, Kubota tractors. Mm-hmm. My sister lives in Chattanooga, and every time we come in, we drive by this huge Kubota facility. And when I was talking to you earlier, I thought that, well, maybe they built them there. You know, maybe they had a little factory here. But so I called them to see, because I knew y'all were coming on to learn more about Kubota tractors. And he was a good old boy. He goes, I said, do y'all manufacture them there? He goes, no, sir, we don't. He said, but we do put them together. Now, when I mentioned that, you said, we do that. So how do the tractors come to you? Because they come from Japan. And I'm thinking big tractors, you know, pretty good-sized tractors.
Yeah, that's a good question. Most of the tractors come in a crate, a metal crate, and they're mostly put together. They're going to be missing their wheels, tires, some of the attachments. So it is a process. Some take 2 hours, others take all day.
Okay.
And so why is the term or the brand Kubota considered to be so outstanding?
I would say their reliability and just their reputation. They've been around since 1972. They are the leading tractor in America. They build their own engines for their own products. They build engines for other people's products.
And what I'm just going to ask one question behind that, Carl. What typically, who or what company or what kind of industry would use a Kubota tractor, for instance?
Anything from a homeowner that just wants to work around their yard. They could have half an acre, up to somebody that does farming year-round.
Okay.
We're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. They've been in the construction rental business for years. You know, when you go back and say 2011, 2012, I mean, it seems like yesterday, but it'll be 8 years for you. When you think about that.
It does sneak up on you.
And now they've just opened up their new NorCal tractor and equipment, where they're selling. Are you renting Kubotas also, or just selling them?
Yes, we are. Currently have machines in our rental fleet for on the construction side, like mini excavators and skid steers. Mm-hmm. And we will have the tractors for homeowners or tractor loader backhoes this spring.
Okay, so a person renting it would be somebody that, like you said, maybe he's a weekend farmer or something like that, and they want to plow up fields or what?
They could be, or just somebody that's working in their backyard. Maybe they have a tree to pull out, or they're going to put in a new front lawn.
So, okay. And then when we Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
And thank you for Michelle Slade for bringing in the new business here. Not new business, but to shine a light on a local business in Shasta County in a time when people are not sure whether they want to stay, what they're going to do. And when they do stay and put down roots and they're developing their property or they're thinking about it, it's nice to hear. This gives a positive energy spin on what it is to stay in the North State and put down roots, and people like yourselves who become businesses, pay taxes. So we like the whole idea about shop local, stay local. And we're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth.
We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just saw Judy yesterday. We're going to have her on early next year because you have to make a lot of decisions on your health care by the end of October, and she's going to lay out all those decisions there.
New laws.
She's the one, of course, that we would send anybody to recommend. We've sent our friends to them. They were so happy that she found them fire insurance. They've shifted all of their insurance over to her. Businesses, families, veterans, seniors. She's been doing this since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give Judy a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:46 in the morning, 38 degrees.
Feather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Set a week and fire it up and I can show you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for the last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over the last few years, we have been through a lot and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Free Fire Radio. Here
in the studios of KCNR. I'm teasing you.
I know you are.
Well,
96.5 FM.
Testing
and 1460 AM. I've been tested much of my life. Your talk radio station celebrating 10 years on the air. Maybe 11. We don't know. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, Renting Home Helpers. If it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, if it's somebody you love or maybe it's yourself, maybe you had an operation and you're just not getting around as well, talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350, and she'll come to your house. She'll make a plan. It's complimentary. And make a plan to see how it works for you. You may have to have somebody come in for 2 hours a day, you know, a couple of days a week, or it could be 24 hours a day. She can handle it all. She's won the best in the North State so many times, I've lost count. But it's been numerous times because she is the best in the North State. Remember, there's no place like home. Give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, and I can empathize with you two. Now, they've started a construction rental equipment company, NorCal
Rentals and Sales.
NorCal Rentals and Sales. And that now, though, you've just launched a NorCal Tractor and Equipment where you're selling Kubota tractors. And, excuse me, Kubota tractors. And you've got a huge sale going on right now.
Yep. They on the agricultural side, they offer 0% down for 60 months, 0% interest. They offered on the ag, the construction, we
0%
are.
0% down and 0% interest?
Yep, for 60 months.
Yeah. Wow,
that's
get
really
that on
cool.
A car.
Yeah. They're really trying to make it happen.
They are. And we are also, though, the construction line as well for Kubota. Mm-hmm. So they're offering the same promotion, 0-0 for 60. And they also, we have the utility vehicles, too, which they're doing the same promotions on that.
So Michelle said something at the break I thought was very interesting, and I want to share this with our listeners, is that, you know, you, since you started in 2011, you have been word of mouth only, no advertising. But now the Kubota's come in, and, you know, you have this kind of like new realm, if you will, with Kubota, their international flavor. You're trying to get the word out there to people about, look what we have. This is an amazing thing. We are dealers now for Kubota, and look at this amazing 60 months. How many mm-hmm. 60 months? 0-0.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think they have a, obviously you have, and they have a great deal of confidence in their product.
Yes.
When you do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? I do want to just throw this in, working together. How's that, as you just noticed? Does she test you?
Oh, once in a while.
Every day?
And not in front of a few thousand people.
That's right.
No,
right.
No.
Okay. So, it's, you know, that's one of the things that we've noticed is that when you work together, I mean, you're together then for the
absolutely.
Whole day,
yep.
and then you go home with it.
Yep.
Now, are you able to hang it up, or is it something you still talk about?
No. We talk work. All day
long.
Day.
So do we.
Yeah.
So do we, and I can't help it. Like, I roll over and I go, you know what, we've got to take care of that contract. Mm-hmm. We'll go out. We'll try to have a date night. I mean, we really try to have a date night. It's very hard to not go because it's in your – you're thinking about it all the time.
Yep.
Customers, clients, did you do that? Because we've got to make sure we follow through with that. And it's like we're on this mission all the time. So,
but I think it makes the business stronger.
It makes us stronger. I mean, we're a team. We, you know, like I could have definitely not come into work today, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was like we have these things that we want to need to accomplish, and it's great. I have a question for both of you. May I?
Did you ever ask?
I'm asking because I want to start with you, Chelsea. What when you get up in the morning and you know it's holidays. We're crazy with, you know, trying to make sure maybe attending events and mm-hmm. what we do as business owners, meetings, so on and so forth. What gets you going in the morning? What's the thing that rocks your world?
I think making our dream go. I mean, every day we want to get up and we want to go better. We want to get stuff done. And we can see our futures growing. And it really is every day. It's fun to get up and go do it. It's hard to sleep sometimes because you're just going, your mind can't stop.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. I know. When we first were opening this up, I never woke up in the middle of the night unless it was kind of like incoming. But
yeah,
I would sit up and go. You have to do this.
Yeah.
You know, Neil, the because you've done this and you've selected Reading, you've been here a long time, though.
Yes.
What do you all think of the business prospects? I mean, obviously you started, you know, that sounds kind of like a simple question, but you've obviously, you know, expanded your business. Mm-hmm. You must have faith in Reading.
Oh, definitely. I grew up in this town, love this town. I know there's a lot of growth going on right now. It's a good time to be doing what we're doing.
And our customers are amazing. I mean, we have some really good customers we've had for many years. And
it's great to see them grow and succeed.
And it's interesting. Are you feeling that especially people who own businesses, they become very loyal to you because they understand, hey, we own a business. We understand what it takes. There's a struggle. Mm-hmm. We're still going to continue on to, you know, keep our work with you. Do you feel the loyalty?
Yes. Our customers become our friends. They call us, they text us day or night, whatever they need. Mm-hmm. And we love that part of it. It's a small kind of group that we just appreciate.
Everybody has a core group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we go out, we have a core group and then we have, you know, then another group. Now, I'm talking about customers and for us with advertisers, mm-hmm. That they like what they hear, they like you know the things that we do, mm-hmm. just like yours does. They like what you do for them, and then they tell their friends. So what we're doing today is spreading that maybe mm-hmm. a little bit more. That if you go down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, you've got people there that care mm-hmm. that they bought into this town. And this is and that money that they spend with you all stays here.
Yes, it does.
How many employees do you have?
We have about 15 full-time employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got two yards? Or have you combined them?
One yard.
1 yard. Okay.
Yes.
And we're talking again to Neil and Chelsea Forces. They just opened their newest adventure mm-hmm. here, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, and they are the Kubota dealers. For our whole area here, plus repairs, you've got tractors that would fit every.
Can
I go out and plow 1,000 acres with this with one of your tractors?
You could. It's a lot of acreage.
A lot of acreage. Well, yeah, I was just wondering. You know, you can always go down to a Churn Creek because they've got all that great agricultural land that's never been touched.
Yep.
In case they wanted
that's
to
where
grow
we are.
Something, that's where you are, right down there. Super. How do people get a hold of you now?
Can call us on our drain main line, which is the 530-221-6800. They can stop by. We have our website. We have a little bit of Facebook. We're starting some at Facebook advertising.
What's your website?
Website is we have a couple, but the main one you can go to norcaltractor.com. You can go to norcaltrailersales.com or norcalrentals.co.
Okay.
So you can kind of see a little bit of everything.
I've gone to your website.
Yeah.
And it's a great website. It shows everything you have there. You know?
Yeah.
And okay, so you've got this industry you've started here in town. what can we see? I've only got like a minute, but what can we see in the future here? What kind of other little things? I know you're just like us. You're thinking, out there.
Yeah, we're thinking 2020 is going to be a good year, another year for growth.
Uh-huh.
We've got some plans that we're not ready to let out
yet.
No, but we expect to hear them at some point.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have a lot of faith that 2020, and I don't. Maybe it's just because it's 2020.
And because 2019 has been a tough year, and we're really looking forward. I think there's going to be a shift.
As far as the people. And that, but thank goodness, see, when you have people like you all in the mm-hmm. business, it makes it a lot easier.
Thank you so much, Neil. And Chelsea Forsyth with NorCal.
Tractor.
And equipment rentals.
I'm going to come down and sit on a Kubota.
I'm
going to come down and sit on a Kubota tractor.
And coming up, we have the Share Roofs coming up next. And I got a special giveaway that was given to me last night. And the question I'm going to be asking, just wait till after the break, and this is really in a killer little package with a concert at Cascade. That will be happening in the 8 o'clock hour as well.
All right. Okay, everybody. We'll be right back after the news with Sheriff Tom Basenko and Under Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Out in the pasture, people make fun. It don't matter, drive real loud so you can't hear the laughter.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Blessings were requested before the House began debate on the articles of impeachment this morning. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Before the historical debate on the articles of impeachment drafted by House Democrats against President Trump began on the House floor, the House chaplain offered a special prayer.
Help them and help us all to put away any judgments that belong to you and do what we can to live together in harmony.
Reverend Patrick Conroy asked for discernment for members that we all may find a way to live in peace. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
A judge has thrown out Paul Manafort's New York mortgage fraud case on double jeopardy grounds. Judge Maxwell Riley ruled today that state law precludes prosecution. Manafort was President Trump's campaign chairman in 2016. The FBI receiving a strong rebuke in a rare public statement from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Presiding Judge Rosemary Collier has followed up upon last week's report and testimony by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, which strongly criticized the FBI's errors and omissions in their applications for warrants to monitor Trump campaign aide Carter Page in 2016 and 17. She issued a harsh rebuke in which she says the FBI's conduct as described in the Horowitz report, quote, calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable, unquote. The judge has ordered the FBI to respond by January 10th with its plans for corrective actions. George Manzani reporting.
The Trump administration now moving ahead with its plan to allow Americans to safely and legally get access to lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Today, health officials unveiled a proposed legal framework for patients to eventually get medicines from other countries that is subject to U.S. safeguards. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 31 points, the NASDAQ up by 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define me?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Online holiday shopping lets you find the perfect gift in just a few taps. But it could also help expose your personal info, leaving you potentially vulnerable to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock. If you have a problem with identity theft, they can work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock gives you peace of mind this holiday season. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
Israel's political drama continues. The latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
A contender for the leadership of Israel's Likud party is gaining traction in his race to unseat longtime party head Benjamin Netanyahu. But Netanyahu has now received a stinging rebuke from none other than the son of Menachem Begin, the Likud's founder. Benny Begin, who served almost two decades of his own as a Likud legislator and cabinet minister with a squeaky clean reputation, says Netanyahu absolutely must go due to corruption indictments he's facing. Earlier this year, Begin said he could not vote for the Likud with Netanyahu at its head, but also because of the party's rightward swing, particularly in its efforts to rein in the country's judiciary. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. If you want a job, you've got one. That's a message in the latest jobs report from the Labor Department.
For nearly a year and a half, there have been more job openings than unemployed people. Now, another sign the job market remains strong. Employers posted more job openings in October. The Labor Department says the number of available positions rose 3.3% to nearly 7.3 million. The number of open jobs is down from a year ago. But it was at a record high level then, 7.6 million. and the number of jobs is still historically high. Rita Foley, Washington.
Ford is adding 3,000 jobs in the Detroit area. It's also investing $1.45 billion to build new pickup trucks, SUVs, and electric and autonomous vehicles. About $750 million will go to the Michigan Assembly Plant in the Detroit suburb of Wayne, Michigan. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. You would think I would remember all that stuff after 10 years. Our phone lines here are 605-4567-805 in the morning here on the 18th of December. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's here, of course, with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today it's currently 41 degrees as we take on our beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Today our highs will be 43. That's it. You're looking at it. What's it going to be? 80% chance of precipitation today, of course, and 40 or overnight lows. So Thursday calls for rain as well with our high of 47 and overnight lows of 44. Friday, the forecast calls for AM showers with a high of 52 and overnight lows of 44. And Saturday, just right down to 100% chance of rain. And rain, with a high of 51 and overnight lows of 43. No freezing temperatures for the next 7 days. We have temperatures, but we do have showers up until Thursday of next week, with highs of 46 and 49. And that's what we're looking at here with our forecast. And the weather is brought to you by always Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, veteran owned. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Hey, I want to remind everybody that today out at Wind River, Redding Rancheria Community Center, which is out at the Rancheria out there, from noon till 5, they're going to be giving out turkeys and toys. And you don't have to be on any type of special list or be vetted by everybody, but anybody that shows up there, we'll get, well, until supplies are out. They've only got 700 turkeys. So, this would be the place to go out there. Especially if things are a little tight this Christmas for your kids and, or grandkids, this is a good time. Go out there and get a turkey and some toys for the kids for underneath the tree there. It's open to the public while supplies last. For more information, you can call Jack Potter himself. The chairman of the tribe at 225-8979. It's another way that Redding Rancheria plays their part.
And before we get to our wonderful moment with the sheriffs, yesterday I had the great opportunity, if you're a Richard Marks fan, we have a special giveaway today, but here's the question. You have to answer this question. And I know we have our producer standing by to take calls. The Cascade Theater is a prominent example of the Art Deco style in Reading. The cinema was designed by J. Loy Conrick of San Francisco in 1934 for the Nafe family. Who operated what was the name of the theaters, the chain of theaters that opened in this area in 1934?
That the Cascade Theater was part of.
Yes. And if you,
the chain of theaters.
The chain of theaters. If you can tell me what the chain of theaters are, this is what you're going to get. A signed Christmas card from Richard Marks. Tickets to Richard Marks. It's for February date. A box of chocolates, popcorn, and drink vouchers. What a fabulous night. Let me see what the concert date is. And I'm sorry that I'm doing this on the air, but I'm opening the envelope right now from the Cascade. You can hear this. Okay. The date is for February 28th. So this is a really nice present you could, for Richard Marks fans, who you know had some great hits, and he's still a wonderful musician, writer, and so on and so forth. So a signed Christmas card by Richard Marks, tickets, popcorn voucher, and drink, the whole nine yards and a box of chocolate. So that is what, again,
theater chain opened up the Cascade Theater.
Right.
Okay.
Give us a call, 605-4567, and it's yours.
Okay, we have Sheriff Tom Pasinko with us and Undersheriff Eric McGree. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this kind of like handing the reins over, buddy?
The reins or the keys to the kingdom, whatever it might be. But, I'm on my final countdown. My last day is December 30.
Oh.
You know what?
And
we're not
going
to ask you a lot because I can tell that you know, this is an emotional time.
Well, you know what? You've given – how many years, Sheriff, have you, Pasinko, have you been holding this position?
Well, I mean, the whole time.
Yeah.
When you joined.
December 30 will be 40 and three quarters years.
So most of your life.
Yeah. I started out when I turned 21 in the police academy. And after graduating, I was picked up 2 weeks after I graduated – by Shasta County, the infamous John Balma hired me, and then rest was history. Worked just about everywhere within the sheriff's office, and then promoted up. 2005, I was a captain in patrol and ran for sheriff, and of course, the rest is history. I've been sheriff for 13 years.
So, would you say, Carl? You know, in sheriff, in our new coming sheriff, that you know, when you've had a life of service. I mean, the thought of, okay, I'm close to retiring, it's a word. But now it's a like your life, it's a reflection of those years of service. And to leave that service, you'll still be serving, but leaving the force.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine, it's like a chunk of you, I'm sure there'll be a period that's like, wow, what do I do now?
Well, I won't have a problem with that. My wife has a big long list of honeydews for me to take care of. And then we've already planned a few trips for vacation in the following year to British Columbia and one over into Washington and then one into Ecuador and those types of things.
Ecuador?
Ecuador, yeah. One of my former undersheriffs called me up and said, hey, you want to take a Jeep trip in Ecuador?
Oh, my gosh. How
and
exciting.
So they provide the Jeeps, the hotel rooms, and GPS coordinates because you're on the back roads and not necessarily four-wheeling. And then check in from there. So it's about 6 days. And asked my wife, and she said, yeah, that'd be neat. Let's do it. So.
Oh, what's up?
I thought you might be going down to Venezuela.
I don't think so, Tim.
That's really exciting. Well, okay, before we get any further, which is, you know, we've got so much to cover, Scott, you know who you are. You won this wonderful package. So this will be here at the station, 1326 Market Street. Congratulations. It's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously,
you might want to come down sooner than later to pick it up. Those chocolates could be somebody may be licking the chocolates.
Hershey's Pot of Gold chocolates.
There you go. Plus all the other
stuff.
And plus
you get a Christmas card by
Thanks
Richard Marks.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break now so we can get into some things here. Maybe your thoughts, Tom, on the 40 years and – you know, things that have changed, things that you've seen, things that you've tried that worked, things that maybe didn't work as well. Yeah. And then in the second half here, we'll get Eric here looking at what he wants to accomplish in the first 6 months to a year. I read what you said and, you know, some of the things you want to try. So, I mean, not specifically, but I think everybody would like to hear that. And plus a few questions to allay people's fears. So we're going to, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yes, I will be down there this week to, Linda, I think's got her name on already on a couple of things down there, but they have such a great selection of estate jewelry, jewelry of all kinds. They design, they build there. Four Winds Jewelry, great prices, super sales going on right now. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Pasinko and Undersheriff Eric McGreeny. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for the last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over the last few years, we have been through a lot, and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a very happy new year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store. And I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station, celebrating 10 years on the air.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Went in there recently. Now, you know, it's the winter time, so we go from, you know, cold to hot, and of course it's raining. The defrost will be going on in your car, so you just want to be careful. And if you ever get a chip or a crack or something like that that frightens you, take it into Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and he can fix any crack or windshield ding up to 20 some inches. Locally owned, he's a craftsman at what he does, and he's a one man operation. So you really want to get in there and see him. He is located on Market Street, or you can call him. He's at South Market Street, 3208 Market Street, right past the curve, and he's at 241-8373.
I want to remind everybody that from now until Friday, there's a $20 off membership sale at Turtle Bay. So you can, during this three-day membership flash sale now through Friday, December 20th, you get $20 off your membership, which is already a great deal, just by using the promo code SALE2019, SALE2019. Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko and Under Sheriff Eric McGreeny, who will be stepping up, fleeting up to the position, as we say, in the military. Tom, 41 years. You know, I thought 32 was a lot. It was 32 plus. But I thought, but 41 years.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're paying the state to, or the county to work here.
Yes. Some people don't understand that. But, yes, I maxed out on my retirement, what would be my, or what will be my retirement, about 9 or 10 years ago. And since that time, we haven't had any, the elected officials here in Shasta, we've not had any pay raises, so that don't see that. But enjoyed the ride. 41 years just has flown by.
Tom, over the 41 years, you've probably seen a lot of changes.
Oh, tons.
So can you go through, I mean, some of the biggest changes since you started?
Use of force, contacting people. We're going to have to document basically all people that officers interact with starting in 2022. And most of the big agencies and small agencies are having to do that. Documentation, negativity towards law enforcement. Those have been some of the big ones. And then, of course, law changes with AB 109, Prop 47. It seems like a plethora of laws that keep reducing the prosecution side of the house and then emboldening criminals, as we've seen for the last several years.
This one I saw yesterday, I don't, maybe you saw it, but they've introduced a bill that says if you sexually molested somebody, and that includes penetration and everything, and they're within 10 years of your age, and you were you're a juvenile, or includes up to age 20, I guess, that if they're within 10 years of your age, you don't have to register as a sex offender. So a 20-year-old could molest a 10-year-old. And they don't have to register. And this was, this is a law they're going to pass. I mean, the things like this kind of, when you start balance, I mean, 41 years, but when you start seeing things like this, this must have some kind of impact on your decision.
Somewhat. Then you wonder, where in the heck is this going to stop? I got a text message from one of my daughters that is in the ag industry, and she said, Berserkly, or a.k.a. Berkeley, is trying to get state legislation going to where it be okay for people to trespass on ranches do things. And that's basically...
Rescue animals.
Yeah, that's for these for the activists that cause problems at some of the big ranches.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what do you believe is some of your biggest... I mean, your happiest, your biggest accomplishments?
I won't say happiest, but I've been involved with SWAT, K-9, dive team, and probably the most that I really enjoyed, other than being sheriff, was working a dog and K-9. That was just a great time. And then accomplishments, we've established a college education program for inmates, and that's been working well and expanded out with partners from probation and the Good News Rescue Mission, and trying to get some people turned around, because also is if you don't have an education, you usually can't get any type of job or a type of job. And this is part of trying to do some rehabilitative items. We got hired up, and then the recession hit. We had to do layoffs, and that was a very low point, closed the floor of the jail. But we also got about 103 new beds into the jail. That's really helped.
Just been this year, too.
Yeah, for about 2 days. Yeah. But they're full.
But that's okay. That means 100 more people off the street.
That's exactly right. And we've upgraded our weapons, where we our long rifles to now they're an AR-15 platform versus the M1A type platform. We had Ruger Mini 14s before. Radio systems are... dispatching system, records management system. We've all upgraded those in partnership. So those are some of the other big accomplishments. We've had huge fires here over the years, working very hard on those. We did a major, first of its kind, major operation for marijuana eradication in 2007. And we brought in like 400 law enforcement officers from throughout California, including the National Guard, U.S. Forest Service, ships and people in as far away as Alaska. And then we eradicated about 240,000 marijuana plants, which was at that time illegal. Now it's like everything's legal. And then that project was copied and improved upon in the Central Valley, where they had a number of those operations. That was called Operation Elysia for us. And that resulted in a phone call and me flying back to Washington, D.C. to meet with President George W. Bush with a few other people and brief him on our operation there. So that was just spectacular to meet the president.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice. Just almost like we're chatting here, down to earth, and really enjoyed that time. There was about 12 of us from around the United States that gave a briefing on some of our drug operations.
You know, I just got somebody from the chat room. The changes in, you know, you've always been a real strong Second Amendment supporter.
Yes.
I mean, from the very beginning. And their question is about what's happening in Virginia. Virginia's made these rules, and there's like over 30 either counties or towns, 22 or 23 counties that have declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary county, mm-hmm. that they're not going to enforce those laws. Has that ever crossed your mind here?
Yeah, absolutely it has. Most of those resolutions, if you will, by cities and counties, they usually don't have any teeth because it's still the job of the law enforcement officer to enforce those laws and follow laws, not make an interpretation. So rather than saying we will not enforce, it's much easier to say we'll use our discretion and maybe take it as a educational moment. That's the downside with some of these laws now that were called red flag laws, and I think it's going to end up in confrontations between law enforcement and the gun owner, and I think you're going to see some people die because of shootings on both sides, and I don't like that at all. We saw where we had the standoff on the Bundy Ranch for having cattle on BLM properties, and then that led to the, I think it was the Meriwether
shooting up in Oregon.
Shooting up in Oregon confrontation. And then afterwards, I believe all the parties involved in both those incidents have either been found not guilty or were pardoned by President Trump.
I think the ones that that pled guilty were kicking themselves in the butt.
Yeah.
Or that one.
That concerns me a lot. California, especially under this administration with Governor Newsom, you'll see a lot more gun control laws coming out. And he said during his campaign that if he had a gun control law come across his desk, he would be signing it. And so there's going to probably be a large amount of anti-gun bills coming across through the legislature this next year.
The state of the county right now. A is out there.
Measure A. Yeah.
Is out there right now. Many people supporting it, others aren't.
Right.
Can we move forward? And I'm going to ask Eric this one too. Are we going to be able to move forward with fighting crime unless we get this thing passed? I don't see any difference if we don't pass this for the next 3 years, as we've been going through the last 8 years, if we don't find a way to lock these people up.
That's exactly right, and that's part of what Measure A is about, a 1% sales tax, and it's throughout the county and in the incorporated cities. And the revenues that we have coming into the county coffers, they're spoken for or usually have more hits to them, and hits meaning you have to use the same amount of money for the next year's budget as you did before, and that's usually a loss because you have increases in mm-hmm. health care and sometimes salaries. So this would be an opportunity to raise approximately $36 million a year, and that would be divided up between the public safety agencies of the two police departments, probation, district attorney, public defender, jail, to help get some monies to help build a jail and staff it, then also additional patrol deputies out on our streets. Without that, you're not going to see probably any growth there of any of the agencies, and we could end up sliding in maybe to a little recession here in California, keeps being the predictions, And that would probably end up being cuts in the county budget, which could end up with a reduction in budget for sheriff's office.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinkel and Under Sheriff Eric McGrinney, who will be leading up to that position, unanimous vote by the Board of Supervisors. One of the, you know, one of the, as I think, one of the smarter things they've done is do this. Take somebody that's got the experience and has worked with Sheriff Basinkel. Doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that you agree with everything, of course.
Correct. But in fact, that's one of the, how I select an undersheriff is looking at that, because I don't want a carbon copy of myself or a yes person. I want somebody that will have a differing opinion and say, you know, I disagree and here's why, or maybe have you considered this? And so Eric has that, and we do that. And that's one of the reasons I recommended him for the position and to be appointed sheriff. He's knowledgeable on our county budget, our sheriff's office budget, hiring, firing, running the operations there, and has just done a stellar job over the last 5 years that he's been my undersheriff, and that's why he was ready for the position of sheriff. I'm leaving early, but there's some personal life changes for me that made me sit down and really think about it, and then
I think people need to take that into consideration, that a person's life changes and things change in people's lives.
Right.
And you've got to make that decision what's going to be right for you and your family.
In fact, two of my other colleagues, sheriffs in other counties, have announced their retirement for the end of the year as well.
Yeah.
So that's three throughout the California that are going out this month.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Sheriff Basinkel and Under Sheriff McGrinney. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how you can move your local dreams forward. That's right. It's a locally owned bank right here in town, two branches here in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. They have another branch at 500 Riverside Way for you, for our friends down in Red Bluff. But if you learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in and talk to them. They are there to help. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 38 degrees. It's going to be raining all day today.
I will not give in. I've got to read the fight. Every day we choose, we might win or lose. This is the dangerous life.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We need that light.
Celebrating 10 years on the air. She's in there waving at us.
And well, I can't
I started talking. Phone line's here, 605-4567. In this portion of the show, is
brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's been wonderful for us to get to know again this other veteran-owned business, husband and wife team, actually. You know, really accountable, you know, bonded and all of that. They've done our air conditioning and heating systems and hot water systems. So we highly recommend them with our personal stamp, again, of approval, 221-2642, or go to homecomfort.org.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, who will be retiring at the end of this month. And it's a very emotional time for Tom. We've gotten out the towel, and we've wrapped it around him so he doesn't tarnish his shield.
Yeah, I get a little choked up.
A little choked up. And Under Sheriff Eric McGreen, and we're shifting over to Eric now. Hey, Eric, some things. You know, of course, the first question that comes up, and you've heard it, I'm sure, already 1,000 times, but we need to hear it from your mouth one more time here, and probably another 100 times as we go through here. Will the CCW process and procedures be changing?
So, first I have to do one thing.
Okay.
As we talked about at break, I need to wish my wife a happy
birthday
today.
Happy birthday.
I'm not going to give a number.
I'm not going to give a number. But
and what is her name?
Her name is Brooke.
Brooke, happy birthday to you. You're listening,
happy
Brooke.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brooke.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, Brooke, I have reached a couple milestones in my life. And so I understand this time, it's make it a great milestone as you go into another decade. Be grateful for all of the goods and the bads because they create where you are today.
Thank you, Linda. So to get back to your question, Carl, yes, absolutely. CCWs will remain unchanged. So I will say that again. CCWs will remain unchanged. I was actually a instructor here in Shasta County for many years. I fully support the Second Amendment. I believe in it. I've convinced various family members to exercise their right, and they've gone through the class. I embrace it wholeheartedly, so there should be no concerns in that arena whatsoever.
Do you believe people should be armed to protect themselves?
Absolutely. All the time. If you're able, if you are legally able to carry, you should be carrying to protect yourself, to protect your family, to be a responsible citizen, and help others.
Okay, good. You know, and I've asked you that before.
Yes.
But we have to reiterate it every so often because of all the things that are going on, as you know, in California. Your idea about the sanctuary counties.
So, yeah, the sanctuary county, I've read some of the stuff that's going on in Virginia, and it's disturbing. And
it looks like they backed the governor down a little bit on
they
it.
They even, I thought I read a law that even said if you don't, as law enforcement, if you don't enforce the laws that are being passed in regards to these crazy laws they're doing back there, then you can also be removed from your duties. So
they also floated the idea of the National Guard at one point. That came out.
Well, I know several counties are standing up. I know militia has a negative connotation to it,
yeah,
but are standing up militias to assist those sheriffs and the various agencies in maintaining order.
Well, wouldn't it be something if Virginia is much like our state in the sense of along the coast, because of the population centers, they control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in Virginia. Northern Virginia has taken over a lot of that and a lot of government workers. But when you get down south of D.C.,
right,
it's a different state. It's a farm state. It's a rural state. It's like many of us face.
I didn't realize that until I went back and attended FBI National Academy, which
right.
is there in Quantico in Virginia.
Yeah.
And we traveled down south one weekend, and it's totally extreme.
Different.
It's like north and south, Northern California, Southern California.
Exactly.
You get the two extremes.
And when they see these things happening, they don't realize it's like it's like Washington State. When you go east of Snoqualmie Pass,
right over in Spokane
and Yakima region. And that whole area in there, in Portland. When you go east of Portland, it's the same thing. I mean, it's it's something that's been again, it's going to keep coming up though.
Yep.
There's going to be more and more. You've got obviously you've been watching. How long have you been in the Sheriff's Department now?
So I've been here in Shasta County for 13 years now. I came up from Tehama County, where I was down there for just under 10 years.
Okay. I think I just read an article that Tehama County says it's really hard to keep their people there.
Yeah, they've taken some drastic measures there in front
yeah.
of the board and with the sheriff and the Deputy Sheriff Association. But
they say as soon as we get somebody good and they're trained, they look north.
Well, right. You know, Eric, we've seen that basically the same scenario play out here as well, with officers going to other counties and police departments as well, because of primarily the pay. Where the sheriff's office here,
yeah.
we're the lowest paid in the county, and probably about of other counties our size, a little bigger, a little smaller. Didn't you say we're in the lower one-third, Eric?
We are, yes.
Well, see, and there's the thing is, if we want to have and keep train and keep and attract, we've got to at least be comparable, in
right.
my opinion.
And I agree. We have excellent. The men and women that work for us
yeah.
are fantastic, and they do a great job. I hate to say the phrase, do more with less, but that's kind of been the mantra of the sheriff's office just because of staffing levels and cuts that we've had to make over the years. I think they step up to the challenge, the men and women out there every day. People in the jail, we have people in the jail working hundreds of hours of overtime just because staffing levels are low. So, yeah, we do need to do something to help with retention, to make us more attractive, to bring people up here to get these staffing levels
sure.
up.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Pasinko or Under Sheriff Magrini?
Oh, yeah. Well, there actually was a YouTube yesterday that showed a call to the National Guard in Virginia. The National Guard, young man, was very articulate. And he assured everyone that the militia of Virginia, yes, they are under the governor's orders, but the Constitution is their first, the federal Constitution is their first priority, then it's the state constitution, then it's the governor. And they assured people, it's about 8 minutes long, they assured people that they're not going to go and go into these counties full blown. But from what I understand, it's almost 100 counties now. Wolvers, you know, there's a lot of questions we'll have for our new sheriff. Wishing him well, hoping he can do his job proud. We're sure that that's what he wants. And we're sure he wants to serve the people, but we are going to have some questions on some things, but I'll reserve those till later.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up to you guys that the National Guard.
I'm going to look that one up because they work under the Constitution. Yes, they're under the government's the governors, but
some law enforcement doesn't. Some law enforcement doesn't work under the Constitution. They believe that the law is above the Constitution because they haven't read their own. the state constitution of California. Yeah. And as we all know, in Article 3, Section 1 of the state constitution, it specifically says that the Constitution of the United States is recognized as the supreme law of the land, and that the state of California is an inseparable part, which means that anything in the federal constitution trumps, no pun intended, the state constitution. Only have some sheriffs and some and lawmakers, and we're bringing this to fruition, not only in a court case, but in some other things we've just decided to do a couple of days ago, that they're in breach of the Constitution.
Well, we're going to spend an hour talking with you and Mark about some of these new things. We've got to run. Hey, Terry, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, Terry. I'll check out that video. Best of luck to all.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. 8:45 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They, too, have been on the air with us for over 10 years. They were with me at another not-to-be-named station across town. And, hey, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments now, so you don't have to wait, because it was always so busy in there. So now you can walk in, get your hair cut, and walk out, or you can just get in early like I do and catch up on stuff. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with our sheriff and soon-to-be sheriff.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence. independence and gain control over increasing rates, their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Rating offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Rating, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on our morning edition here on Wednesday, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, of course, Carl and Linda Bott here with, again, our Wednesday edition, to the 18th of December. We're not going to do how many days to count to Christmas. Want to let you know if you're free tomorrow night. I know it's Stackoville when it comes to everything we're doing before Christmas, but tomorrow night at Wind River from 6 to 9, I'll be there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. I'll have four great musicians, and Scott Lewis is going to come by and grace us with his wonderful rendition of Hallelujah. We are going to be doing 3 hours of great Christmas music and just a lot of fun. So you can pop in if you just want to have a cocktail at the bar, play a little, or not. No, it doesn't cost to get in. An Elements Lounge tomorrow night, 6 to 9. Got to get the plug
also
in there, bud.
Yeah, and also they call them for reservations because the place sometimes, many times, sells out. So just give them, you know, reserve a table for you and your friends. Hey, we're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko and soon-to-be Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Eric, you've been with the force now long enough. You've been the undersheriff. You've seen how things work here. What are some of the things you'd like to accomplish here in this first year?
So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges. Like we mentioned already, the staffing levels, I think, is something we need to work on. I think we need to be more attractive to hire more, not more qualified, because the people we hire are qualified, but to get more staff. There's a lot of different programs that I think we can explore. There's a lot of money out there in Sacramento that they're throwing at Health and Human Services, such as mental health, and we have an opioid problem here, believe it or not, in Shasta County and throughout the state. Yeah, so different programs to look to help. I mean, there's people that are bad people that just need to be locked up and held accountable. There's also people who have some serious problems, and if we can work to help with those problems through different programs in custody, we've implemented the medical assisted treatment that preliminarily went live here about a week ago. With jail-based competency, dealing with mental health issues. Those are things, programs, one, that I'm hoping we can get funded, not from the county general fund, but through different programs, grants, and things of that nature. And two, that will free up monies, other monies that are currently being spent in our justice system here in Shasta County, in that revolving door that we all
have come to love.
Yes. So if we can somewhat put a stop to that, or put our finger in one of those holes in the levy, we can free up those monies to maybe then do other programs to be more proactive in our communities. So
a grant writer.
That's kind of a real quick 40,000-foot elevation perspective.
Well, you know, as next month rolls in here and as you're back on and in the future, we can get you kind of drill down into those.
Right.
Is it, you know, I see all these grants out there, and I know educational grants, there's literally hundreds of millions of dollars that are just out there because nobody gets to them. Mm-hmm. Does the sheriff's office or the county have a specific grant writer that just does nothing but find these things and put in for grants?
So we just brought a gal on. She's fantastic. She came on a few months ago working part-time. And she's been to grant writing school, and she's already secured two different grants, both for equipment for our troops. And so that's productive. As the new year comes around, we're going to be exploring different grant opportunities. Again, that's free money, so why not bring it to Shasta County?
Well, it is, and there's billions of dollars out there for these specific grants, especially for law enforcement.
So we'll be exploring that. The other thing that's been established here in Shasta County recently is called the SHIELD, And it's a not-for-profit, but it's a training consortium made up of police, fire, and EMT. And it's partnered with Shasta College. And that we've secured a building up off Caterpillar. So that would be another goal, is to get some qualified, high-caliber training brought here to Shasta County and make it available for the troops as well.
Do you have
Carl, Eric, why don't you explain the regional concept and also where what the money will save rather than send our officers out of area.
Right. So the ability right now, if there's a specific training, you got to send all these people out of the area.
Right.
So you got to backfill with overtime. There's per diem costs. There's all that. Instead of sending a group out of county, why not bring the instructor
makes
here
sense
to Shasta
me.
County
makes sense to
and
me.
Save that money so yeah. we can do more.
Got training. Traveling training teams there.
Right.
The you've probably already done this, but the training on de-escalation of events, so that your men and women who are many times out there by themselves have a de-escalation training, a mantra to try and kind of keep people from getting weirder
yeah.
than they are.
Yeah, we just I was in conversation with Post, who's our governing body for training, Peace uh-huh. Officer Standard and Training out of Sacramento. And they are going to be bringing up a allocating to Shasta County or to our region a new force options simulator. And it's a virtual reality goggles.
Mm-hmm.
It's modern technology. I haven't tried it yet. I'm sure I'll put them on and probably throw up. But to work on use of force, de-escalation, just like you mentioned, Carl. So that's going to be coming up here in the near future. Those are being purchased by the state, and then they'll be brought up here.
You know, at some point when you all have, when you have time, I'd like to go through that.
Okay.
Just to see what that's like.
I would gladly take you through that.
I've gone to the shooting houses and, and the events. Like, frankly, I leave a lot of people laying there.
We'll have Linda, as you and I are bumping into each other, run around the room with goggles on.
I just can't even imagine it, but okay.
The other things that are coming up, and like I said, over the next few months, when you have, after you've gotten, even though that you've been here and you've been the undersheriff, there's a lot of things that change when you take over.
Right.
Obviously. I don't know if you have enough time in your day, because every time I'm anywhere and we're in a lot of places, there's Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not there, Tom's still there.
Right.
And usually
he set a very high standard.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think anybody has ever done any, been out like that. So I don't know if people expect you to do that too, while you're getting your, while you're taking it in, because things change when you're in command.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that, is Shasta County, and I'm just talking about the county now, mm-hmm. is it becoming more violent, or is that just my imagination?
I think we are seeing some more violent crimes. I would concur with that. I think it's hard because we've been reactive, and that's to the fault of nobody, just the way the laws have changed, the freedom has criminals feel like they have nowadays, but we need to get our staffing levels back up and take a more proactive approach.
I think we do. I think we need to, if I look at the statistics, I'll see that crime's dropping. But it just seems like there's maybe the crime's dropping, but people are out there hurting each other.
It's dropping only because they've decriminalized things, so those are no longer.
That's
yeah.
true.
They no longer count.
Yeah.
So they're able to tout that and wave their flag of success.
Crimes
really
that do count are called the Part 1 crimes, as reported to the FBI. Of course, homicide, grand theft auto, grand theft, arson, those types of things. But some of those things, like grand theft auto, have been reduced down. So the liberals can say, hey, look, crime's down since we've done this, that, and the other thing. It's not. It's just been reduced to a misdemeanor.
Eric, thanks a lot. I want to
speak.
Linda and I would probably spend this last minute telling Tom Basenko how much we've appreciated your service to our people and our community, Tom. It's not just the fact that you show up for a crab events, but you show up for things that very few other people show up because of your love for this county and the love for this people.
Thanks. Yeah.
And there's so many people out there that appreciate what you've done and done with the sheriff's office, but what you've done as an individual and as a person. I just would like to, you know, maybe stand in for 190,000 people right now for thanking you for 41 years of service. I mean, it hasn't been easy. You've obviously loved what you're doing, but you've also are wise enough to know it's time to step away.
Right. It's been a great, great ride, especially for 13 years as sheriff. And the things that I'll miss is the people, whether it be the men and women of the sheriff's office or the community as a whole. I'll still be in the community and stuff, but it's a little bit different when you become John Q. Citizen. But the people are the great thing. You don't miss the paperwork or the meetings or the BS political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
we love you, Tom.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we appreciate, beyond words, your availability, your leadership, the greatness that you brought to the North State. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and wish a Merry Christmas to you and to all your listening and to the citizens of Shasta County. Thanks.
Super. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Larkin, I'll be here with Stephanie Bridget, district attorney, and get some thoughts about her, about crime and where it's going. It's the good guys against the bad guys.